Hi everybody, and welcome to Friday's edition of Tunes from the Shop with Skip. And today we have on our matching Amsterdam bicycle shirts. So we're totally in sync, everybody. We're ready to rock because it's Friday, right? So, I got an email from American Pfeiffer 1776. What is not to like about that address? My goodness. And they say, hey Skip, I really enjoy all of your videos. Thank you very much for doing them. Could you please play a set of American fife tunes? It would be great to hear them on the flute. Maybe some fife playing in the future on another video. Thank you very much. So what I've decided to go for is three tunes from what is one of the, if not the oldest, manuscript of American fife tunes. This is a book that was published in 1777 and is called Giles Gibb, or Giles Gibb Jr., His Book for the Fife. Giles Gibb was a fifer who was attached with the Continental Army in the United States. He was captured and killed at the age of 20 in Royalton, Vermont in 1780. This book is very short, but it's amazing the wide-ranging amount of material in it. It actually has the oldest known version of Yankee Doodle, which in the book was called Theos Gender for some reason. The reason I know about this book to begin with was in yesterday's video, I mentioned I used to play quite a lot back in the 70s and 80s, early 90s, with two great friends of mine, John Benoit and John Chalia, from the famous photograph I showed yesterday. And we were approached by the Rockefeller Foundation in 1975. They were recording a collection of albums, marking the progression of music in America from colonial days to 1976, the bicentennial. And we went to New York City along with Craig Stopka and wonderful drummer Danny Mullins, who's unfortunately since passed away, and who was going to be our bass drummer, Randy Wilcox. And the historical overseer of the production decided that bass drums were not authentic enough. So Randy, our bass drummer, turned into Randy, our conductor. So he stayed in on the gig as well. Randy's a bit under the weather at the moment up in, he also coincidentally lives up in Vermont. So we're passing well wishes on to Randy. He's strong as a horse. We're sure he's going to come through fine. The three tunes that I'd like to play, the first on the album actually was called Birth of Liberty, Music of the American Revolution. And supposedly it was just going to be released into libraries and schools, but eventually it found its way onto the commercial market, so you can actually find CDs of this recording. It's some interesting tunes. I've recorded quite a few of the tunes. A lot of them have now worked their way into the well-known repertoire of American fife tunes. This first one was played as a duet on the album by the two Johns. It's a beautiful tune called Stone Grinds All. To me, it sounds a bit like almost a liturgical piece, a piece of church music. I'm sure with our sharp-eared listeners out there, if someone recognizes it, I'll hear about it very quickly. The second is a tune that's become quite popular over the years. I played for years and years and years as a duet with John Chalia. It's a tune called Lovely Nancy. That was on the Empty Pockets recording, actually. And I'm going to finish up with a jig called, I think it was called the Cuda March. Not Barracuda for those car fans out there. I think on the album that was turned into the Cuba March. So, in any case, they're all three very, very nice tunes, and who knows, we may even get a little dance from Abigail. What do you think?
I think so.
You think so? Well, there you go. So here, I know you'd all be very disappointed if we didn't have a couple of steps from herself over here, so looking forward to that. Here we go. Music of Giles Gibbs Jr., his book for the fife, published in 1777 in the colonial United States of America. Stone Grinds All, Lovely Nancy, and the Cuba March. We hope you enjoyed the tunes. It was fun playing them for you. Our dancer is worn out and has just fallen down from exhaustion, as you hear her panting in the background. So, hope we brighten up your Friday morning for you a little bit. worked for me. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Stay smart, 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 smart. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Ciao! Boom!